October. Wednesday. My parents are always saying the world doesn't revolve around me. But sometimes, I wonder if it actually does. When I was a little kid, I saw this movie about a man whose whole life is secretly being filmed for a TV show. This guy is famous all over the world, but he just doesn't know it. Well, ever since I saw that movie, I've kind of suspected the same thing is happening to me. There could be an entire film crew on the other side of my mirror. Hope you creeps are enjoying yourselves. At first, I was annoyed my life was being broadcast without my permission. But then I realized that if millions of people are tuning in every day to see what I'm up to, that's actually kind of cool. Sometimes, I worry that my life is too boring to be its own television show. So I try to do something entertaining every so often to give the people at home a good chuckle. Like trip and drop my ice cream. Whoopsie! The other thing I do is send my audience little signals to let them know I'm in on the secret. For example, when Mom said, "Who ate the last cupcake?" I said, "It wasn't me." But I also winked into the closest mirror. If my life's a TV show, then there's gotta be commercial breaks. I figure they must run the ads when I'm in the bathroom, so I always make a big entrance after I finish up in there. I'm back! But sometimes I wonder how much of my life is real and how much of it is rigged. Because half the things that happen to me are so ridiculous, I wonder if someone else is pulling the strings. If it's all fake, the least the people in charge can do is give me some juicier storylines to work with. Sometimes I give them suggestions through my mirror. How about Greg gets a girlfriend? Or Greg gets a motorcycle? Or Greg gets a girlfriend and a motorcycle? Every once in a while, I wonder if the people in my life are who they seem to be, or if they're really just actors. If they're actors, I hope the kid who's playing my friend Rowley gets an award, because he's doing a great job pretending to be a doofus. Then again, if my brother Roderick is actually just some guy getting paid to act like a jerk, then that makes me see him in a whole new light. And who knows? Maybe he's a nice guy in real life, and one day we'll be good friends. But if my parents are actors, then that's just wrong, considering they see me bathe. More bubbles in your bath, sweetie? Squirt. I've made a lot of Mother's and Father's Day cards over the years. If this is all a sham, then I deserve to get paid for my time and effort. And speaking of getting paid, I'll bet my real parents are set for life thanks to me. They're probably out sailing on a yacht right about now. But I'm doing everything I can to make sure I can cash in later on. On most TV shows, the main character has a catchphrase that they say at least once per episode. So I've come up with a catchphrase of my own, and I drop it into conversation every once in a while. Here it is. Well, bite my biscuits. Later on, I'm going to slap my catchphrase on every piece of merchandise I can think of and wait for the money to start rolling in. Bite my biscuits, bumper stickers, hats, mugs, t-shirts, and of course, biscuits. I'll guarantee this, though. I'm not going to end up as one of those washed-up celebrities who sells pictures at autograph conventions just to make a cheap buck. The one thing I've learned about television is that sooner or later, every show gets canceled. But in the last season, they usually introduce a new pet or a cute kid to bump the ratings up. So when my little brother Manny was born, I figured they were trying to replace me as the star of the show with a fresh new face. "I know exactly what this is," I yelled into the hospital mirror. The thing I couldn't figure out was how a newborn baby could be an actor. I thought maybe Manny was a puppet being controlled by an adult who was hidden from view. I never found any evidence that was true, but that didn't stop me from checking under the table every once in a while just to make sure.